Chapter 1. Great Expectations. There's something in us, as storytellers and as listeners to stories, that demands the redemptive act, that demands that what falls at least be offered the chance to be restored. Flannery O'Connor. This book began on a bathroom floor, a seed unknowingly planted as I lay on the cold linoleum and watered with the very real tears of unspeakable brokenness and grief. It's only in hindsight I'm able to see the years of cultivation that brought me to a place where my broken heart and empty hands were ready to receive. I'll try to rewind a little to somehow explain the events that brought me to that floor. That summer, my family had traveled to Oregon to visit relatives when we began to feel unexpected nudges from the Holy Spirit. These started out small, prompting a few very hypothetical conversations in which my husband, Bobby, and I mused on what it might be like to live in a place like Oregon. We were both growing increasingly disillusioned with life back in the San Francisco Bay Area, with a local culture dominated by never-ending busyness and a cost of living that was exorbitantly disproportionate compared to just about anywhere else in the United States. We knew that living there was taking a heavy toll on us. Bobby loved his career in computer software development, but it is a field in which unexpected layoffs and even overnight closures of entire companies are routine. Every few years, it seemed we endured the stress of another surprise job loss, and each time my husband had to face the competitive Silicon Valley job market as a slightly older candidate in a profession where age and seniority are more liability than asset. It was a cycle we didn't see ending anytime soon. Plus, with the median price of a family home rapidly approaching $1 million at the time, yes, you heard that correctly. Even my husband's respectable salary as a programmer was simply not enough to reliably support the basic costs of living. It wasn't for lack of trying. Early in our marriage, we had earnestly set out to make the numbers work by buying a foreclosed townhouse in a low-income neighborhood. That was in 2008, when the housing market had just taken its historic crash, leaving the real estate listings littered with underpriced foreclosures, providing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to be able to purchase a home in the area. Even though the townhouse was located in a struggling and